My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's disappointing that I don't even think, kind of to what you're saying, it's disappointing that it wasn't a real competition. Like, I had to basically write it in The Athletic because it's like, hey, something to talk about, off season. It could go either way. Man, from the moment they drafted Kingsley Suamataia, the entire plan was how many reps can we get him in practice, and is he going to show, you know, nice progression to be the week one starter? Wanya Morris was a nice sort of security insurance policy, I guess, but he never really competed once they put the pads on. He didn't play in the first preseason game. Obviously, Kingsley got all the reps with the ones and even Carson Wentz Saturday against the Detroit Lions. So I'm disappointed in the fact that the coaches really never had to, like, say, hold on, let's sit down and think about this. Or, hey, let's have a meeting and let's actually split the reps up truly, right, 50-50. That never happened. And you could say that's encouraging on one end because Kingsley was someone who was, you know, one of the highest recruited prospects in his, you know, in his year. Obviously spent a year at Oregon, transferred to BYU, was basically, you know, supposed to be their, you know, their great starting left tackle. He's a second round pick. They picked over you and they picked a round higher than you if you're Wanya Morris. So the role for him is to be the swing tackle. If something happens to Jawan Taylor, if something happens with Kings, if he gets off to a slow start, okay, be a professional, be ready if you need to come in and be a spot starter. But I'm disappointed in the fact that he has capable traits to be a capable starter, yet he never pushed a guy who's never played a down in the NFL. And the entire coaching staff led by Andy Reid was like, fine with it. Cool. He's going to be the guy. And as I wrote, the real competition in training camp was actually at the second cornerback spot from the moment Kingsley sort of demonstrated himself to be obviously a talented player with the pads on. It was never a competition again.
So that was a position battle that we talked a lot about, left tackle. That was maybe the battle coming into training camp. The other conversation has been about wide receiver. I think you would agree. Rice, Worthy, Brown, and Watson are all locks to make the team.
That's right.
They were never in danger of making the team.
Correct.
Would you put Mecole Hardman in that conversation? Is he a lock to make the team?
He's getting pretty dang close. Not only does he have the most experience with Patrick Mahomes, which I like to remind people, even though he hasn't had the best production, he's just been on the team the longest, and there's a reason they signed him in the offseason. Hey, we were going to get you on another one-year deal because you're super-duper fast, you know the offense, and hey, if we need you to be the third or fourth receiver on a specific game in October, November, we can live with it. So I think he's pretty close to being a lock. He can give you punt return if you don't want to have Xavier Worthy do that right now just because of the injury to Hollywood Brown. And then I think they'll have to keep seven just because we don't expect Hollywood to be available week one for sure. Who knows? Maybe he comes back week two, week three. So that means, hey, is it Justin Ross? Is it Nico Remigio? Because, you know, he had a pretty good kickoff return in the preseason game. He's been fine.
He needed that after game one.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's still in the mix. I think it's a wrap on Kadarius Toney. Unfortunately,
you think he's done?
It's a wrap. It's like, if I'm disappointed that Wanya Morris really never made Kingsley really have to earn the starting job, I'm highly disappointed that Kadarius Toney is healthy and didn't really get better as training camp in the preseason progressed.
He had two penalties and one catch for negative yards.
It's not great, man. He's so talented, but I just think it's a wrap. I know the Chiefs are probably calling teams to be like, hey, sixth round pick, seventh round pick, pick swap. And I don't know if anybody's going to bite on that sort of trade offer, even though Kadarius is healthy and he's talented. But I don't think he's making this team. So now you're looking at guys like Justin Ross and Nico Remigio, and I think Mecole Hardman's probably on the team. So there's your seven. If no one gets hurt between now and cut down day on August 27th. So I think the Chiefs have five solid options. I don't know if you're going to get a ton out of Justin Ross, particularly on special teams. But you can live with that just because you have tight ends such as Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, and even the rookie Jared Wiley.
It's funny because last year I thought the Ross hype was completely out of control. But now this season, I think he has had a much better camp, a much
right.
better preseason. All the hype that people had last year,
yeah.
he's now, to me, warranted some of that hype and excitement. He provides something they don't have. Now,
right.
I don't know
yes.
how they're going to use it.
That's the question,
they
yes.
They do not have a guy who can have a contested catch.
Right.
They don't have a bigger, more physical, athletic receiver on the outside. There is a role for that player if he continues to develop
yes.
in a room full of 6'1", wiry, speedster,
small guys. Yeah, small guys. Small speed. Speedy guys. I think the coaching staff would like him to do one thing, and I don't know if they're even going to like try to like show it against the Chicago Bears, because honestly, the third preseason game, it's like, please no one get hurt. And we're trying to look at maybe the running backs and the tight ends and the linebackers and maybe the second string offense, defensive line. So you're not really worried about the receivers. But I do think what they would like for Justin Ross to do is, hey, can you be a possession receiver in the middle of the field? Because it's clear, if you want him to run a nine route in a one-on-one matchup, he's going to out-jump that corner. He's going to make a pretty good catch. He showed that all throughout training camp. He had a great reception against the Jaguars in the preseason opener where it's just like, hey, fade route, one-on-one, I'm going to go win that ball. I think next is, can you provide anything on special teams, which I think the answer is not really. So, okay, let's have you run like some digs. Can you run a drag route? Can we get you in some one-on-one isolation slants in the middle of the field, and can you catch the ball? He hasn't really demonstrated that, both in practice and in games. But I think he's pretty much on the team because I was all for Justin Ross last year just because of what he did in Clemson and obviously the history with his injuries. But, you know, he can do one thing really, really well. And to your point,
that's a valuable skill to have.
Kadarius Toney can't do that. No. I'm not asking Xavier Worthy to do it. I damn sure don't want Rashee Rice in one-on-one isolations because he's just too good at crossers and intermediate routes and even getting downfield. So, hey, can you do the dirty work and can you be the, you know, the fade in the back of the end zone? Sure, fine. So if they can get him some of those opportunities, then okay. But I don't know if he's really progressed as, like, a more complete receiver between rookie season and this year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.